Yes, Wednesday we have our big tournament, our 122nd annual. It's also part of the Super Tour Series for U.S. Ski Association. And also this year, for the first time, we have five clubs that are all in it with foreign skiers. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the five tournaments, the overall winner will get some prize money for it. And last tournament will be Westview, Wisconsin. We're the fourth in the series. It started in Chicago and went to Minneapolis, then Eau Claire, comes to us, and then it goes to Westview.
Why don't you run us through Wednesday night, exactly how this is going to work, when it starts, and there's, of course, a big finale, too.
Yep. Wednesday night tournament will start at 7 o'clock, and we're jumping at probably two or three classes. I believe we'll have a women's class here again.
Really?
And after the tournament, there will be fireworks again, as we have for the last few years, and everybody seems to like that. And I get a whole good seat for that. I'm up in the judges' stand, so I'm right underneath it when they go off. And the guy that's on the top of the scaffold, our starter, well, he comes halfway down the scaffold, and he got him right over his head.
Now, the fireworks, et cetera, is reasonably new. You've done this a couple of years now, and like you said, that's gone over pretty well.
Yeah, it's about the last 5 years. We have a night tournament. We'll fire fireworks off every year. We started it. We're stuck with a Wednesday night this year. Next year, we'll be on a weekend. We're going to rotate these weekend tournaments with this foreign tour that we're running.
Now, the jumping at night is, some people are going to raise their eyebrow at that one, but it works really well for you, doesn't it?
We have good lighting on Suicide, and that's what you have to have for a tournament. Plus, you have to have backup safety systems for it also. If the power goes off, which happened 1 year, power went off 5 minutes into the start, and UP Power came out and saved our tails. They were out there in 15 minutes, got the power back on. It was a transformer.
Power didn't go off while a guy was going down the jump.
That would be interesting. I've often wondered about that. So I'd like to see somebody in a takeoff and shut the lights off on him and turn him back on right away and see what position he's in.
Now, this is at Suicide at the traditional spot, correct?
Right. Suicide, we've been jumping Suicide since 1926. Ishpeming is the oldest ski club in the nation. We've been operating since 1887 continuously, and we are the second oldest ski club in the world.
Walt, I mean, you're from this neck of the woods here. They don't do a whole lot of ski jumping anymore down where I grew up. Mm-hmm. So to have something like this right here in our backyard is really an opportunity people need to take advantage of.
Well, as I was saying when we went to break the last time, this is one of those things that makes our area unique, and it's 122nd now that this Wednesday. And you got them coming from all over, don't you?
Yeah, we have skiers from Slovenia, Poland, and Russia. In fact, we have the Russian national champion will be skiing in Ishpeming. And the skiers from Slovenia, they just came from Vancouver. They jumped the new Olympic hill up there. Mm-hmm. And the first tournament they hit was Minneapolis. They didn't make Chicago. And they'll be here and then on to Westby from here. So I haven't seen them ski. I've seen the Russians and the Poles. In fact, on Saturday night, I watched one of the Russian national champion came down, and one of our kids all jumped him.
Really?
And I'm sitting all drawing to go on there and say, well, it can't be too good. Then I found out later on he started five starts lower than everybody else.
Oh. So there was a flickering moment there.
Yeah, flickering moment, I'm wondering.
But the competition is Wednesday. It starts at 7, but is there jumping at 5 or something, junior jump of anything like that?
No, they're going to have training during the day. So okay. They'll be jumping all day all Tuesday, right, before the tournament. We have to wait till 7 o'clock so it gets dark enough so the lights will take over, because if it's you turn them on too early and start them too early, they can't see real well.
Okay.
Now, how's this going to work here? Folks want to be a part of this, want to take part of this? Buttons ahead of time, or how's this?
Yeah, buttons are ahead of time. Are $10 at the gate. It'll be $12, and the buttons are on sale in quite a few businesses in Ishpeming. Ski Hall of Fame has them, Buck's Restaurant, Wilderness Sports, Yule's Gas Station has them, and they're all listed on the poster.
The usual cast of characters.
Cast of characters that support us every year.
Well, we will have all that information for you on our website as well with our show notes. We have a link to their website for this as well, where you can find out more.
Dale, I also want to ask you about the club itself, because I mean, this is obviously a premier event that you put on here, but I mean, this is you guys are year round. I mean, this isn't just this event. There's opportunities for, and I know you've always tried to get the kids involved too.
Yeah, well, this past year we put plastic on our 40 meter hill, which is a small training hill, and this year we plan on putting out on our 10 and our 20 meter hill. Because, well, Iola, Wisconsin put it on a 5-meter hill, and they picked up 15 kids in the summertime. In fact, the first time they skied on snow was in the junior tournament in Ishpeming, and they didn't know how to stop.
my thinking, that would be like the most important part. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, they were used to it on plastic because after you come off the plastic on the grass and you sit back, and it'll slow you down. Mm-hmm. But one little girl went off the end of our 20 meter, which had an uphill chute on the end, and didn't know how to turn.
I had a nephew who was actually in the Iola Club years and years ago, and I remember they came up here and they marveled at what happens with the Ishpeming Ski Club. So mm-hmm. if folks want to find out more about the club or find out more about volunteering or whatever, what's the best way to go about that?
The club up here has been known as running the best tournaments in the nation. We've been told that for the last few years. In fact, the best tournament they ever seen in the United States was the 94 tournament when we had the Continental Cup here. And we had about six jumps past our hill record. And that's German set the hill record at that time at 100 meters. And a few years ago, another German broke the record and put it at 103. So that's 335 feet. That's nice.
I'd really rather not think about that if you don't.
Hey, that's a great leap. But buttons all over, but also you'll let folks in at the gate. But you can save a couple bucks if you find some of the buttons mostly around Ishpeming. I think one place in Nagani I saw somewhere as well. Yeah, but mostly Ishpeming.
Pre-tournament are $10. I hope it's a good night. We work our tails off every year to put this tournament on. This is what supports our junior skiers and helps to buy equipment for them and helps them to travel when they go out of town for tournaments.
Well, it's not just jumping. You're also going to have fireworks and a few other events and activities going on there. So bring the kids, bring the family, because this is one of the unique things we've got going on.
Yeah, so there will be a big bonfire out there again and probably a lot of cookouts during in the parking lot. And we have a concession stand out there also, so it should be interesting.
It's ski jumping. You got to tailgate.
Exactly.
Got to.
Exactly.
Dale, thanks so much.
You're welcome.